Let's pick up where we left off last week. We was talking about these thoughts that come into our mind, come into our head. I brought up the ideal that I believe that there is a living spirit that we're birthed with, we're born with, how that the Apostle Paul made it personal, in which, referring to that old man. And I know these are just figurative words, but I think the Apostle Paul made it personal in a sense, because it's like dealing with a real life person, a person that has thoughts, a person that has emotions and ideals. And sometimes this thing called the old man, or that thing, or the thing called the flesh, is sometimes like this body of ours, comes up with ideals, makes mental suggestions to us, attempt to give us wrong emotions, and experience wrong things. And I'd like to go to Colossians. We talked about it last week, but I want to go to Colossians chapter 3. And it says in Colossians chapter 3, it says, "Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds." And notice it says his deeds. It's not talking about the person himself. It's not talking about the person, but it's talking about the old man, it says there. Put off the old man with his deeds. Notice again the Apostle Paul making it and personalizing it as if it is a real living spirit that lies within and lives within our flesh. We read last week Romans chapter 7, where it says that there is no good thing found in us, it is in our flesh. So we understand, it seems, as to what I call the spirit of disobedience, or sin, that lives within the flesh of our body. Now, notice with me too, again, in Colossians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul refers to the flesh, or refers to that sin nature that we're born with, as it says, again, it says, "Yeah, put off the old man with his deeds." Turn with me, if you would, also. I'd like to turn to Mark chapter 7. Matthew, Mark, after Matthew, then comes Mark. And turn to Mark chapter 7. And I want you to see something here, if I can get there. Mark chapter 7, and I want you to look at verse 20. Now notice that in verse 20 it says here, "That which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man, for from within, out of the heart," and the word heart, remember, means the mind, for from within, out of the mind of men, proceed evil thoughts, adultery, fornication, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. Notice verse 21. The Lord Jesus Christ here is talking about thoughts. Thoughts that come within our minds. But notice he's talking about thoughts here. "And from within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil thoughts." Oftentimes, we have these weird thoughts that pop into our heads, and they're usually always suggestions. They're never a command. They always come in a question or a suggestive thought or a suggestive question within our hearts. Notice that the Lord Jesus Christ is talking about the type of thoughts that come, that we experience at times, that just seem to pop in our mind. Thoughts of adulteries, thoughts of fornication, thoughts of real hard anger, that you hate somebody so much you wish you could take vengeance upon them, theft, desiring things, experiencing suggestive thoughts of desiring things that you don't have, but you see it and it's laying someplace, and suggestive thoughts of coming into your head, of picking it up when no one else can see, and just, taking it. Adultery of fornicating thoughts, what it would be like to have a relationship with this person or that person, or in a sexual affair with that person. Suggestive thoughts would come into your head suggesting, why don't you, follow through with it, or, she's nice looking, or he's nice looking. Same thing with fornication. Covetousness. wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness, and there are all kinds of thoughts, suggestive thoughts that often come into our head, and we wonder where they come from. Well, remember, let's put it together now. In Romans, it says that sin dwells in our flesh, and in Colossians, it refers to his deeds, referring to the old man. And here it talks about thoughts that come into our heads, suggestive thoughts that often come into our head. Now look at Galatians. Turn to Galatians for just a moment. I want to go to Galatians 5:23. Galatians 5:23, the Apostle Paul is writing here. And I want you to notice in starting with verse 17 of chapter 5, it says, "For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led by the Spirit, ye are no longer under the law. Now the works of the flesh are." Now, notice Christ talked about the thoughts that come into our mind. Notice the Apostle Paul is getting ready to talk about the works of the flesh. Now, what lives in the flesh? Spirit of disobedience or that old man or sin. And therefore, when you read this, he's talking about the spirit of what I call the spirit of disobedience. And these are the deeds. These are the things that the spirit of disobedience would like for you to perform. If he can make the suggestive thoughts in your head, then he wants to lead you also from those thoughts being just thoughts and being turned into action. And it names a list here of some of the things that the sin or the spirit of disobedience wants to convince you to perform and do, starting first with the thought. So the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery. Notice the list between this list and Christ's list are very similar. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, and revelings. Notice that the list is very similar. And almost alike. The Apostle Paul is talking about the things that the spirit of disobedience would love for you to perform. But it all starts first with introducing to you the wrong thoughts. And then if you entertain those thoughts and you begin to think of those thoughts and your desires increase and your emotion increases as you think about them with all excitement of pleasure, then it's very possible that you continue, that those thoughts will no longer be thoughts, but actually turn into action itself. Turn with me, if you would, to Genesis. Turn to Genesis. And the very thing that we see, the very first temptation that we see in Genesis, that's how it's done today. The enemy hasn't changed his tactics at all. The tactics are still the same, because he's still the same. Notice what it says in Genesis chapter 3. "Now the serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Ye hath not God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, Ye may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God knoweth that in the day that ye eat thereof, then ye shall eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired, to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave unto her husband with her, and he did eat." Notice, there are several tactics we could talk about here. We don't actually have time. But notice the suggestions that the enemy makes, and the enemy made also towards to the woman, using part truth and turning that truth also into a lie. The suggestions that come into your head, guard your mind, because he is out in order to cause you to sin. and is out to hurt and to harm you. He doesn't care. The spirit of disobedience that lives in your flesh doesn't care nothing about you. He wants to use you to do his pleasure and to drive a wedge between you and God if you're a Christian. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he's out for one thing and one thing only, and that is to keep you from Christ. And he'll bring all kinds of thoughts and wrong thoughts into your head to try to get you deeper and deeper into sin. He cares nothing about you. He hates you. If he can get you to become an alcoholic, he will, because he knows he can easily control you. He wants to control you like a puppet on a string. He wants to pull the strings and lead you into all kinds of moral wrong hang-ups, and to keep you from Scripture, to keep you from the Bible. He'll make suggestions to you as to why you shouldn't go to church and why you shouldn't go to that Bible study and why you shouldn't go down on the invitation. He'll speak to you. He'll make those suggestions to you. And he'll increase those suggestions and increase the wrong emotions. He doesn't want you to come to Christ. He doesn't want you to be saved. He doesn't want you. He wants you in hell. He wants to see you burn. He wants to see you live miserably upon this earth. And he doesn't want you to ever come to God. He's out. He's your enemy. He's not your friend. The spirit that lives in you. And he's well and he's alive. And he is a living spirit. But let me go to James chapter 1 real fast. And notice, read from 13 to 15, or let's go with 14. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. This is just how it all begins. First, it begins with the mind suggestion towards you. You entertain it and think about it. The more you think about it, the increase of the wrong emotions are increased, and your desires are increased, and you keep on going, and it's like a seed being planted in your head, and the more you think about it, the more it grows and festers, and it's like a plant coming forth and beginning to bud and grow, and the more you think about it, and the more you entertain it, then it turns into an action. It goes from a thought to an action, and therefore it comes forth as a disobedient act, and you've sinned. Now, a Christian can go through this, and unbelievers, they live their life in this way. So listen to me, unbelievers. There's something in you that wants to control you and keep you from God. Don't listen to it. Every thought that comes into your head, pay attention to them, because there's something in you that wants to see you burn in hell and does not want you to come to a living faith in Jesus Christ, that you may have eternal life and that you may live again once you've went past this life.
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416 with your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net. Thank you.